I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
Three employees and two work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Welcome to the Cloisters.
Welcome to the Cloisters Lounge.
Welcome to the Cloisters Lounge.
Come on in and sit on down. Listen as we break it down. From hymns above to songs I knew, sharing the things important to you. Come on in and sit on down. Listen as we break it down.
Hello again, YouTube audience, and welcome to another episode of the Choristers Lounge. Thank you all for just sacrificing a little bit of your time to come into the lounge. We thank you again for continuing to be part of the journey. We are continuing to add to a wonderful library of content. We just thank you all for sharing the word. I do want to just continue to ask that you continue to like, share, and subscribe to the various channels and the various social platform mediums that we have. On that note, you know, we're looking at ways to expand our reach. And one of the ways that we're doing that, we're just kind of looking at the analytics when it comes to specifically our YouTube channel. And we're seeing some things. For those of you that are looking at the channel and are already subscribed, we certainly appreciate that. But there's another big, beautiful group out there that is not subscribed, but still looking at the various videos and presentations that we've done. So we want to get that group, you know, come on over and subscribe to the channel. And again, it just helps us to continue to just monitor and making sure that we are reaching as many people as we possibly can. But thank you all for those of you that have done it. Those of you that may have been, you know, still leaning on the fence as to whether you wanted to do it or not, please just hit that subscribe button. We promise we won't do anything but put high quality content out there. But that's enough of that. But again, thank you again for coming on in to the lounge today. I am pleased, honored, and privileged to have with us today Saint Anita Brabson, who has just given us of her time, given us of her residence to come into her residence to share just a little time here in the lounge. So Saint Anita, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Privilege.
It's our pleasure. And just to kind of start, there's so much that you represent as a, you know, a member of the congregation, so much history that you were a part of, so much history, like I said, that you represent from a family line, things like that. So kind of with the Choristers Lounge, we've pivoted a little bit, not just focusing on choristers, but also just on expanding the reach to really sit down with some individuals that have set themselves apart from a singer standpoint. Right? And you certainly fit that category. So my first question for you, Saint Anita, just, you know, in your early childhood, when do you remember, what do you remember just about the influence of music in your early childhood, whether it was in the home, whether it was in church, you know, early musical influences? What do you remember as far as coming up and what made you fall in love with music, so to speak?
Basically, it was in the home. I started in the home because my father was always playing the radio. So you pick up certain songs off the radio, you know, Walk a Mile in My Shoes, Before You Abuse, Criticize, and Accuse, Walk a Mile in My Shoes, just various other songs, because what he was doing was waking us up for school for us to get up so we could be on time to catch the bus,
sure.
You know, the school bus. But, you know, and like on Sundays, my mother had this the setup, like that was ahead of its time too, almost, playing Ray Charles.
Okay.
I mean, as far as the music was coming out of our living room, which was in another room, on out to the kitchen, the little speakers out there. So right. It was like, okay, you know, I mean, modern day. So playing Ray Charles, just hearing that kind of music, you know. And then my mother also was singing, you know, the Keelings, you know, her brother, Elder Isaiah Keeling. Mm-hmm. You know, he sang a lot too. So just being attached to music, and then of course church, you know, and my father was even playing music that he had recorded on what they call a wire recorder.
Mm.
I'm so sorry I don't have that now, and didn't realize that now they're able to even convert wire onto, you know, CDs or whatever. But I don't have the wires now, mm-hmm. and they're very thin. And he would seem like string it up in the house, or, you know, the speakers up.
Okay.
And just play this church mm-hmm. music. Now, what the songs were, I don't remember.
Right.
We just know, oh, this daddy doing, mm-hmm. you know, doing that. But my father's name is Brother Jasper Brabson. He was a shot song singer. Also, he was the photographer for Bishop H.Z. And I have a little Weekly Prophet excerpt on that,
okay.
that he was officially, you know, mm-hmm. made photographer for Bishop H.Z. And plus, he was a missionary. Well, you know, do you call it unlicensed or what? But with... Bishop Mason gave him permission to go to Jamaica.
Okay.
Also, it's just like I'm tying all this stuff into one
Absolutely.
Thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told, he told us, and some of the, like St. Doris Spalding had said to us, or someone from Jamaica said to us, I don't know if it was Elder Hamilton, mm-hmm. but he taught us how to prance.
Wow.
We didn't know how to prance at first.
Wow.
So he taught them how to prance. When he was over
okay.
there. He and my mother went over there often.
Okay.
My mother, St. Lillian Keeling Brabson, she was also the Bishop A.Z. Plummer's secretary
okay.
in the study, mm-hmm. what we call the study, little office in Belleville.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you say private secretary, but she came to Belleville when she was 18
okay.
because he went to Hackensack, New Jersey, and said to my grandmother, Mary, I need a secretary. So off they went. I mean, you know, so she came into Belleville and worked for him.
Yes,
so, I mean, as far as music is concerned, mm-hmm. yeah, we would even sing, it was like me and my two other sisters, or maybe just Phyllis and I,
mm-hmm.
we would just kind of start a song or something in the house and we would just sing.
Right.
You know, so that singing was energy,
mm-hmm.
you know, the spirit,
yes,
calming,
yes,
you know, which
mm-hmm.
which is, I don't know, just carried us along a long way.
Absolutely.
You know, my father was just shout song singer, of course, you know.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So to that, so just leaning in a little bit more on your parents.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll start with your mother.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen some photos of your mother wearing a, you know, her red rosette. What was her red rosette for?
She was the General Sabbath School Secretary.
General Sabbath School Secretary. And then in the choir, she sang soprano.
Soprano.
Sang soprano, okay. That dude, from your father's standpoint, do you remember any of the shout songs that he was known for? Did he particularly like? Anything that kind of comes to mind, maybe
yeah.
some of his favorites?
Yeah, I don't know all the words of this particular one, but his one was called I Am in the Lifeboat. I think that's considered a shout song.
You know, they sing that in Jamaica, I've heard.
Okay.
I've heard
okay.
that they sing that in Jamaica.
Okay, so yeah, he probably taught it too.
Wow,
yeah.
okay.
I Am in the Lifeboat, yeah.
Okay.
I can't remember all the words.
Yeah.
You know, but let's see. Oh, God. Well, it was quite a few of
yeah.
them. I'm trying
yeah.
to remember. It's so hard to remember right now.
Stay
in the Field.
Okay.
Or... Because you get Stay in the Field, another song that sounds just like it, but the
yeah,
words
absolutely.
Are different.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know?
Absolutely.
But, yeah, you know, nothing wants to come to mind right now.
It's all
right. You know, but okay. yeah, he did. There was a song he sang. I don't think it was considered a shout song,
mm-hmm.
though. He said, Bishop H. Plummer. There was a story. I would probably have to read that. I don't know if you all really realize, but the triangle...
Mm-hmm.
What we called, you know, back in the day, the triangle,
mm-hmm.
which is now the Hebron, was a cabbage field.
I do that.
It was considered a cabbage field. And there was this gentleman. I'm trying to think of the gentleman's name. It's all on paper. I probably have to come back or put it in the comments section or something. But Bishop Aries Pomo was walking on down the street. And this gentleman, I think it was Pop Murray.
Okay.
I think Spirit is talking to me now. Pop Murray was following him down to the cemetery. Down to the triangle, what we call it. And he kind of stayed back after a while. And they didn't look like the look on Bishop Aries Plummer's face. But he circled that cemetery, or that area, because it probably wasn't the cemetery then, about three times. And he came out singing, "I don't care where you bury my body, because my soul is going to live with God."
Wow.
And I do have that song, my father singing it.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
I've heard of that song.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard of that song. I hadn't heard that story.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
I had that
wow.
inviting too. I mean, I wrote that down because my mother would also write what my father would say.
Yes.
You know, of course, you know, back then you could record.
Sure.
But she did a lot of the, you know, the writing.
She's writing. Absolutely.
Yeah. Shorthand, like I learned from, you know, school. Yeah.
Wow.
Bringing it all down.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
So as you were, wow. And like I said, so much history that you represent, things that, you know, I didn't even realize that. That's so. Thank you for sharing that. That's amazing. That's beautiful. So as you're, you know, kind of coming along in Belleville, are there any particular singers, directors that kind of made an impression upon you, kind of as a younger person, like I said, in Belleville, you know, within the congregation, that was like, you know what, this is a unique gift that we have. So were there any people that kind of stood out to you?
Definitely, you know, St. Dorothy Wagner, Elsie White, my mother, my father. Oh gosh, I'm trying to go down, you know, that spirit coming to bite the Skinner, Henrietta Turner, Mary Scott. There was quite a few. St. Sarah Brent, of course. You know, the ones that we normally name.
Sure.
And I want to get to the unsung heroes.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm trying to think of some of them.
Was there, you were telling me earlier about there was a male director, was it St. Mary Scott's
husband? Yeah, Brother Joe Scott.
He was a chorister in Belleville. Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a name that we don't hear often.
Right,
you know, that was
Brother Joseph Scott.
Okay.
Yeah, he was related to Brother William Scott.
Okay.
Who helped, I want to say, at the old folks' home. I can't say he helped to build it, maybe so, I don't know, but I can't remember.
Sure. So now, as far as, and this is something I did want to bring up, especially for our younger singers that may not know this bit of history, that it was, there was a time in the congregation's history where singers were ordained. And you have the distinction of being part of the last group of ordained singers by Rabbi Howard Zevlin Plummer. What do you recall, if anything, about that particular instance or that particular season? Anything that comes to mind when it comes to that?
It's amazing. The only thing I almost really remember, because it becomes a fog, and I don't know, I don't want to say it's because of age, but it could be nervousness.
Sure.
But like I said, just being who I was at the time, or we just were lined up in chairs as if we had just joined the church, I'll put it that way. You know, so Bishop AZ, it's funny, I can't even remember the ceremony itself. I'm not sure who submitted our names. It could have been Elder Plummer working this, and then giving it to Elder Keeling, and then giving it on to Bishop AZ. You know, things were done in steps, you know, different levels, and Bishop AZ just ended up ordaining them. Now, the scary part or the sad part is he had asked a question, where you are going to be 10 years from now. So some are there and some are away or whatever, you know, the case may be. The one person, though, he did ask the question, is there anybody else who wants to be ordained? St. Dorothy Wagner jumps up. She said, "I do." And she came and took a seat.
So St. Dorothy Wagner was ordained with you all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
After she had been in the choir for years.
Years, yeah.
St. Dorothy Wagner.
And with him asking that question, you know, that's what prompted her to come on up. Because I think there was a group before me, but I don't remember, exactly who they were.
Yes, ma'am.
You know.
Yes, ma'am.
I need to get that list of names myself.
Yeah. Yeah, we might want to have another conversation just with those that remain.
Right.
You know, we might just want to just bring in you all and kind of bounce, you know. Right.
And some of that transition.
Absolutely. You know. But I thought that was important to bring up, you know, that that kind of speaks, especially for our young people, like this lifestyle mm-hmm. of a singing Levite, it's a powerful thing if we really lean into it, you know, as we should. It's not just mm-hmm. something that just comes haphazardly. Mm-hmm. There was a time you were ordained.
Right.
Into the choir. It's like ministers are ordained, deacons are ordained, singers were ordained. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of really spoke to our responsibility being, you know, divine, being prophetic, and what the singers represent in this way of life. So I just really, really mm-hmm. thank you. And again, just anytime I can rub shoulders, you know, with mm-hmm. folks that are part of that, it's a beautiful, mm-hmm. beautiful thing. So kind of as you all move forward, I do want to focus on, let's talk a little bit about the BCKs.
Okay.
How did that group come to be? You know, what type of influence, impact did that have on you personally, you know, as you went through your musical journey, your musical career? I know that Brother Solomon Carey Jr. Played a major part in that. So just in anything that comes to mind, when I say BCKs, what comes to mind?
I really do believe it just started off with the Carey family, those siblings. And then we kind of formed a group. You know, I can't remember all the little details, but, you know, cousins hanging out, you know, and singing mm-hmm. type thing. And then we just started moving on up from there because Solomon went to school of Shenandoah. I can't remember the name of it. Conservatory of Music? Or is that a name of it?
That sounds good to me.
Okay, I know.
Something
anyway,
like that.
we can come up to that level.
It was a music school. We know this.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so we'll give him that much, you know, credit, you know, raise him up a little bit.
Absolutely.
But he went to school there. But Solomon, I think, had it in him even before he went to that school. But the training that we had, he was a stickler. You know, I mean, he was very good. Hard on us, which was good. We couldn't take him for granted.
Yeah.
You know, there are times, of course, we break the ice and laugh and whatever within the group. Our rehearsals would be in the tabernacle. Mm-hmm. So you get those acoustics,
yeah.
you know, the echo. Mm-hmm. And at 10 o'clock on Sundays, almost till 12 o'clock, you know, from 10 to 12. Even if there were no engagement,
yes.
we were rehearsing. And that's what it's all about,
correct.
Rehearsing.
Yes.
Not being so hard on the singer, but knowing what you have to do. I guess almost like the military. I mean, you know, but not that bad,
right.
I would say. But professionalism,
yeah.
stage presence. How you need to stand. Don't lock your knees when you're up there because, you know, you don't want to be too stiff.
Yeah.
You know, being pleasant. You know, and if you make a mistake in a song, don't look at each other. You weren't supposed to sing that part. You know, just the, it's just certain decorum.
Yes.
I feel that way.
Yes.
That you had.
There's
you
a decorum
know.
In singing. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
It's just certain decorum mm-hmm. that you have to have. Just be professional.
Yes. Yes.
You know.
Yes.
But pleasant look.
Absolutely. And how, what years would you say that the BCKs were active? You had to give like a BCK era or a time
yeah.
span. What would you say roughly?
I would have to say from the 70s up until, yeah, I don't think it was the 60s. Then I don't know because I'm going back even to Holy Convocation,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it could have been, I could be wrong. They can correct me. They can put in the comments.
Put in the comments.
Know. Yeah.
After you like them, you should subscribe and share it, all that good stuff.
But I would say either like the 60s or something like that, yeah, or up into maybe early 80s, maybe. Because, you know, we started getting jobs.
Sure. Starting family.
Military, yeah, or something like that. So
absolutely. I think one of the last occasions that you all came together that I recall, he was Rabbi, our former leader, Rabbi J. U. August Crowdy Jr., grandfather, I think it was his first or second Passover, and they had a like an appreciation for him. Were there any songs, like signature? I was actually listening this past week. Did you all do a Trumpet Man?
That you all? We did that.
Trumpet
doing
Man?
A Holy Convocation.
I have that recording. I just found that recording. But were there any songs that you just remember that you either liked from the BCK or just some of the ones that you were kind of your signature pieces?
I even liked, they call it, I mean, the outsiders will call it the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah.
But like I heard somebody say, the Lord doesn't need it.
Correct.
So, the Disciples Prayer.
Yes.
Okay, so,
yes.
But it was the Lord's Prayer by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Yes.
There were chords in there that would send you every other direction, mm-hmm, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Because we're all on YouTube. Also, Solomon put this on YouTube, BCKs of Belleville.
Mm-hmm.
So that's up there. This has been for a while.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let me see what else. There's a lot of songs I like. Old Mary, Old Martha.
Okay.
Keep Your Hand on the Plow. You know, the Gospel Plow. Oh, God, it was quite a few.
All right, so same Nita, relative to the BCKs, what does BCKs mean? What does that mean?
Okay. Facts. No. Brabson's. Carries and Keeley.
Brabson's, Carries, and Keeley.
And then there were, you know, more were brought into the group. But Solomon, basically, I think, probably just named it BCK.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So now, as far as, you know, kind of Brother Solomon's genius and kind of how you constructed the group, maybe not from initially, but later on, was there a particular, like, choral seating, so to speak? Like, what voice did you sing in the BCKs?
Soprano.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And was it like a typical Kagasak vocal arrangement, like sopranos, first soprano, second sopranos? How did he kind of?
Not really. It was just whoever would sing. I mean, he knew.
Okay.
Just like.
Like, just sing this part.
Yeah.
Okay.
Him almost like being with that spirit of Ella Thomas Stevenson.
Yeah.
They knew.
Yeah.
What you could do.
Mm.
Ella Carey even does that to me sometimes. You know what you can do.
Yeah.
I mean, and I know. Well, when I'm saying I'm talking about he's saying that.
Because mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
he can hear it too.
Mm-hmm.
And Solomon, really, he knew where to go with it. Mm-hmm. You know, he knew who would do the voice.
Yeah.
You know, or voices. Because usually it's maybe me and Sabrina who would do the soprano solos. You know, Octavia, my older sister, like I said, the BCK Isabella, I mean, I don't know if she's even in the photo, but she would do Walk in Jerusalem.
Okay.
Yeah, she would sing that, the alto or whatever you want to call it.
True.
So it's like he knew what we could do. And if he wanted a solo done,
yeah,
whatever song he has gotten from his archives or his listing of music,
yeah,
so-and-so can sing that part. Yeah, so there was no... And he wouldn't allow us to put like the Church of Saints Christ sound because we were going by that particular song,
yeah,
of what it was, like on the radio.
Yeah.
We may add our sound in there, just like, and I didn't realize that we had sung, or there was not we, not my age group, the older age group with Mahalia Jackson. They sang with her.
Yes.
Your hand into the hand of God, when the road to humble tired feet to tread, if the going rough, kneel down and say a prayer, still the end of God is everywhere.
I could hear that Bellevue sound, or Church of St. Christ sound, in her background.
Mm-hmm.
And later on, I would probably end up sharing the story with what St. Lucretia had said, because Mahalia Jackson could not read. So they taught her the song.
Wow.
You know, but she would take it from there. They would give her the lyrics, but she knew where to go from there.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And that was St. Lucretia Domson that told
you?
Yes. So, and something else that you said earlier about St. Lucretia, you said that she was, Rabbi A.C. Plummer had her teaching
the
young people. What was she teaching?
Yeah, more like the preparation for choir.
Okay.
For choir.
Okay.
Uniforms.
Okay.
You know, because he said something to her about get them some uniforms, but she was like, I don't know how to sew. You know, so, you know, they could talk like that.
Sure.
Then, you know, but... Yeah, she was more like a training.
Mm.
It was almost like a department that was not even created.
Gotcha. Now, with that training, was there ever a time where she maybe had done a little training relative to maybe learning some of the ways of a chorister? Was that a part of the training at all?
I don't know what they saw in me.
Uh-huh.
At that time, you know, we used the term choir mistress. Okay, so she was training me to be a choir mistress. At that time of my life, I guess I was in my early 20s, I was a little nervous. I wasn't an extrovert. You know, I wasn't out there. I didn't want to be out there. I didn't like to be that center of attention. When I say that, where you had to be seated in the middle of the choir, I was uncomfortable. That was me, you know, so it kind of maybe drifted. And who knows, you know, here we go with the leader at the time, Bishop A.Z. may have said something to her. You never know how the leader would talk to, you know, she's just not ready yet,
yes,
you know. But Brother Jacob Bukow Sr., in the temple, you know, on the regular Sabbath,
yeah,
he has come out like during intermission, come out from the back, you know, the tenor row, and hand the baton to any of us. As a matter of fact, in the, now, you know, it's all coming back, Spirit is trying to tell me, even in the tabernacle, we've had to do the choir march.
Mm.
So we've had to direct the choir. I mean, there are those of us, I was one of them.
Amen.
And it was like, you got to be kidding. This is not my forte, you know? So, yeah.
All right.
Jacob, because, first of all, it's almost like your job. You never know. You should know what is involved in your job in case you get to move up into somebody's position.
That's right.
Not that you're trying to take their position, but you are.
It's almost like cross training.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
All right, so Saint Anita, when it comes to that famous recording that Alan Lomax did, that Southern Journey Honor the Lamb album, what do you recall about it? I know that there was also subsequent to that, because of just how it has been received, you know, in the world of, you know, anthropological music and everything like that, the Smithsonian has done several, I would say, like appreciation concerts just about that. So just any way that you want to kind of answer that.
Apparently, I'm not sure if someone told him, because, you know, Alan Lomax was into the Southern, here we go, you know, his title, Southern Journey series,
right. Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So he was all in the South, you know, Georgia, or wherever the case may be. So I'm not sure who pointed him out or pointed him to come to us,
mm-hmm.
you know, or I say us, because we all in Belleville.
Yeah.
So with that Honor the Lamb, he enjoyed that type of music and what it was,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
You know, there's other songs. I've even heard some of his not his music, but what he pulled from the South in some movies.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, it was a movie on last night I saw, I had recorded,
mm-hmm.
that Alan Lomax, that was his Southern Journey.
Yes.
You know, I mean, he was everywhere. Folk life.
Right.
That's what he liked.
Right.
Folk life.
Right. And I know you were actually part of
mm-hmm.
the group that sang,
mm-hmm.
You know, at the Smithsonian. So specific to that particular mm-hmm. occasion, what do you recall about that?
I know we rehearsed. We rehearsed.
Rehearsal!
And we rehearsed.
One more time.
Right. I mean, we worked that those rehearsals.
Yeah.
Elder Stevenson was in town to help. That was under the regime of Rabbi Levi Solomon Plummer.
Okay. So 19 what?
The event took place 1982.
Okay.
In Washington, D.C. in Pendulum Hall.
Hmm.
And it's almost like now I'm seeing him walking in the temple, Rabbi Levi, just while we up there rehearsing. They rehearsed it so much that Elder Stevenson had me to take a break in St. Sarah Brent, which is take over during the rehearsal.
Okay.
See, that's how you do your singers. If you're going to have somebody that's going to do solos, yes, you may work them, but give that person a break.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You know, be kind to them.
Yes.
Give them a break.
Yes.
You know.
Sure.
You get more flies with honey than you do
vinegar.
Vinegar.
Absolutely.
You know, so.
What song did you sing?
That was Honor.
Oh.
That was, I shouldn't forget that. And one thing I liked about it, I mean, you know, when we got to D.C., Ella Stevenson said to me, he said, I'm going to be singing with you. So eventually where you will see where he's standing, he's near me with the mic, looking maybe at the pendulum.
Yes.
And kind of looking at the people, because really the people, it was kind of dark in it, so they were like silhouettes.
Yeah.
You know, Ella Stevenson was standing to my left, directing and singing. Audience never knew. Choir never knew.
Wow.
And that was the choir that was right there.
Right.
As far as I know, they didn't know. And that's just the way he was. He was a good coach.
Yes.
And that's just an, it's not, I don't want to say it's an understatement, but it's just, he was just, I don't know, a good teacher. You just relied on him.
Yes.
When you up there on that stage like that, you know, very bubbly.
Yeah.
Smiling, you know, cordial. Here we go again. Like I said, a double whammy here, even with Solomon Carey Jr. and Ella Thomas Stevenson.
Yeah.
You know, that stage presence.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. It was an awesome feeling. And, you know, I don't want to say how I got in there, but I do know that's what I was hoping. Mm-hmm. You know, we just get, what Solomon Carey had said, because I had something at my apartment in Virginia Beach. And Brother Solomon said, it was like, you know, it had to do with WPA. You know, it's back in the day. I can't remember what the initials are, but Workman's or something has to do with Workman's. But Alan Lomax, he was trying to pull, he went all around the South again to try to pull another program together for the Smithsonian event for Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Okay.
That's what the celebration was.
Okay, okay.
And he remembered the Belleville Choir.
Wow.
Which how he, yeah, that's where Honor the Lamb came from,
right,
CD.
Right.
So he wanted to get the same people because he liked the song, but you know, most of them had transitioned. But when somebody mentioned Caleb Garris and Rhoda Wilson, yeah, I remember those two. I want those two.
So let me make sure. So the event at the Smithsonian was in honor of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And the Belleville Choir was brought in to provide some of the music from a memory that Alan Lomax had years ago, years before. So you mean to tell me, you mean to tell me that the Belleville Choir's performance years ago was so etched in his mind that when this opportunity to honor FDR came, the group that he decided to go with after going through this Southern journey was the Belleville Choir.
And he also had got, because most of the people had transitioned, you know, of course, the Southern people, you know, some of the people had passed, you know, in other areas, wherever he went, wherever he came from, you know, wherever he used the first time around, you know, because Eleanor Roosevelt was very active with having the celebrations at the White House. So she was the one that was instrumental in that, you know, so active in that. So he remembered Caleb Garrett and Rhoda, you know, so it was like, yeah, I want them. What happened was what St. Rhoda was in Alaska, so she couldn't make that journey. You know, she couldn't get here for that. I can't remember when we found out we needed to do this program. I can't really remember that.
What time of year was the actual performance? Was it summertime?
Winter, January. Okay. It was in January.
Okay. Okay.
January 31st was the program.
Okay.
But we rehearsed a year before that.
Sure.
I'm just exaggerating.
Sure.
We worked it.
Wow.
And she couldn't make it. So, of course, thank God, you know, Brother Caleb was still living. And so, because she couldn't make it, that's when Ella Stevenson had chose me. I was like, me? You know, so.
That's absolutely wonderful. So just kind of as we wrap up, St. Anita, I'm going to turn the floor over to you for what we typically ask, you know, if you have any words of encouragement for this generation of singers, this generation of choristers, just anything that's on your heart to share with us. Because again, like I said, you stand kind of at that intersection of, you know, that generation, that Genesis generation,
mm-hmm.
and kind of as where we are here in this current time. So just any words that you have for us, floor is yours.
Okay. Well, I would say if you are ever honored, I probably have something else to say on this too. If you're ever honored to rub shoulders with someone who is not of our fold, but who has, we could say, famous, just remain humble. And if it's dealing with music, just don't try to just put yourself out there. Look at me, choose me, you know. But it's always, don't seek the position, let the position seek you. And I found it a real privilege and an honor to have rubbed shoulders with James Roosevelt, who was the son of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And he was up on the stage with us.
Mm.
And he had the men to do some songs while the women were off the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And he was clapping along with us and everything. And he, as we were exiting the stage, he was just shaking all of our hands.
Wow.
And what I really liked in the clip is Elder Stevenson, he's just letting him go down before him, you know, the steps, instead of, and it was just with a smile, just pleasant, because of who he was. But I would say just stay humble. Stay humble. Your turn will come. You know, your time will come to be. And because certain things will abort itself if you have to feel it when you know it's for you. And don't just go after, oh, I want that because, yeah, that looks good. Everything that glitters is not gold. It's not going to be gold for you, you know. So it's like, take your time, breathe. Take your time and breathe, you know. And if I can add to this too, let spirit guide. Don't tell the spirit what to do. Let it guide you. And so in my little EMT as emergency medical technician, I equate all of the spirituality with CPR, cardio, heart, lungs, you know, pulmonary for air, and then R, resuscitation.
Yes.
The heart, make sure you have a good heart, and then the air you're breathing out, the spirit that's coming to you, filling your lungs, and then it's circulating, resuscitating. And so that's just spirit right there. And God has given us just the breath of life.
Yes.
And so the spirit that comes from that older saint, just like somebody said in another clipping, spend 15 minutes with someone who knows more than you do.
Yes.
Spend some time with them. You know, so just be humble. That's the main thing. And let spirit, let go and let God.
If the word is the clue, you can find the Tune Song Association.
All right, YouTube family, so we're going to jump into our Song Association game. Those of you that have been journeying with us, you know how this works. If this is your first time in the Choristers Lounge, I'll just introduce the segment for you. So basically what we're going to do, we're going to give St. Anita four words. And we're going to see from these words what comes out of her musical mind. So the word may be in the song title, or it may be in one of the lyrics, some way, some shape, some form. So let's just say if the word was, you know, lamb, right? Mary Had a Little Lamb. She may just sing Mary Had a Little Lamb, something like that, right? But it's not going to be Mary Had a Little Lamb. It's going to be something else. All right. So first word, St. Anita, if I give you the word sun, S-U-N, sun, what song comes to mind?
Like an old dusty road, I get a weary from the load. moving on, moving on, like a branch on a tree, I keep on reaching to be free. Moving on, moving on. There's a place in the sun where there's hope for everyone, where my poor restless heart can run. I know there's a place in the sun, and before my life is done, got to find me that place in the sun.
Oh boy! All right. So that was the word sun. Keeping in kind of line with the sun theme, let's go the opposite way. If I were to give you the word night, what song comes to mind when I give you the word night?
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we see. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. Lord, please stand by me. Won't stand by me. Stand by me.
All right. We're two for two. Sounding good. All right. So if I were to give you the word knocking, what song comes to mind?
Somebody's knocking. At your door. Somebody's knocking at your door, crying, oh, sinner, why don't you
take a sip of water on that one, YouTube audience. Goodness gracious.
So have I.
Help yourself. Oh man. All right. Last one. If I were to give you the word honor, what song comes to mind?
King Jesus lit the candle by the waterside to see the Lord to choose from and they truly baptized.
Audience, that's been Song Association. Absolutely beautiful. St. Anita's in beautiful voice today. Beautiful, beautiful voice. All right, so St. Anita, to close us out today, you know, when we have kind of these musical specialists, you know, in our midst, we just kind of like to, you know, turn things over, you know, to you for any song that may be on your heart. As we do that, we just thank you for spending the time with us today. I just close this out with any song that you may have, you know, ruminating in your spirit. So I'll turn it over to you for that closing song.
If you can't make it through your storm, if you can't make it through your storm, how can you say that God's the captain of your life, if you can't make it through your storm.
Beautiful. All right, so St. Anita, thank you so much.
Yes,
thank you so much. This time together was invaluable. So just thank you so much for allowing us into your home and you're sharing all of this knowledge and all of this wisdom. Courses Lounge family, thank you so much for tapping in, continuing to be part of the journey. I've already said it probably a couple of times, but I'm gonna say it again: like, share, subscribe. Please just tarry along with us. But just thank you for coming back in to the Courses Lounge with us, and we look forward to welcoming you again the next time the Courses Lounge doors are open. Of course, Brother Blakehausen is here behind the screen. Always want to make mention of him. He's the engine that makes this whole thing run. So, again, please just continue to like, share, subscribe, continue to be part of the journey. We look forward to welcoming you again next time the Courses Lounge opens its doors. God bless and keep you is my prayer.
Thank you for joining us on the Courses Lounge.
sin as we break it down. From hymns above to songs I knew, sharing the peace, pointing to you.